The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Friday, January 11th, 2008, and presidential release number 358. And so happy New Year to all of you as we start this first of the presidential releases for 2008. I am sorry to have to tell you that Gary Wunder serves as the Secretary of the National Federation of the Blind, and he is also the President of the National Federation of the Blind of Missouri. His mother died today. You should keep him and his mother and Debbie Wunder in your prayers and your thoughts. I am very sorry to have to tell you about that. I'm also sorry to have to tell you that Alan Schaefer, who served as past president of the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois and who served as a chapter president in the Moline, Illinois area for many years, died of a heart attack on the 20th of December, 2007. So you might keep Alan Schaefer in your prayers. His wife died a while back. She was a strong supporter of our federation and served as secretary of our affiliate in Illinois. So you might keep the Schaefers in your prayers. I also will need to tell you of the death of Larry Polk. Larry Polk has been a member of the National Federation of the Blind for many, many years. Ruby Polk served as president of our Kansas City chapter. Larry and Ruby were helpers and workers in the presidential suite for many years. Larry died of cancer on the 12th of December. You might keep all of these folks in your prayers. Think of them and remember them as the strong supporters of our federation that they have been. They'll be greatly missed. Now on the 4th of January, 2008, this is not that far past, about 7 days ago, we came to an anniversary. 20 years ago, on the 4th of January, 1988, Patricia Maurer became a volunteer here, coordinating a number of services, mostly coordinating volunteer services and outreach services, and coordinating the program that we have for our volunteer service program across the nation. For 20 years, Mrs. Maurer has served as a full-time volunteer for the National Federation of the Blind. So if you want to keep her in your prayers, do so, but otherwise, give her congratulations. She has done extraordinary work, and I am delighted that she has been able to be a volunteer for us for all this time. We have a number of things to talk about on this presidential release. We'll get to the Washington Seminar and other things here by and by. Before we do that, I have the joy of having with me in the studio the first Vice President of the National Federation of the Blind and the President of the National Federation of the Blind of Virginia, Dr. Fred Schroeder. So he's going to talk to us about the Louis Braille coin bill and the work that we need to do on that. Here is Fred Schroeder.
Thank you, Dr. Maurer. It is a pleasure to be here with you this morning. Dr. Maurer has asked me to help with the coordination of the work around the Louis Braille Coin Project. As you all know, we were able to get the Congress of the United States to agree to issue a commemorative coin recognizing the 200th anniversary of the birth of Louis Braille. That coin will come out sometime early next year in 2009. The United States Mint will sell the coin. The exact price is not yet known. It'll depend some on the cost of producing the coin. But the coin will also generate some money beyond its cost, and that money will come to the National Federation of the Blind to be used for Braille literacy projects. This is a tremendous opportunity for us to make the public aware of Braille, the needs of blind children to become fully literate, the importance of Braille in the lives of working-age people and seniors as well. And this will also give us not only the opportunity to raise awareness in the public generally, but to support specific programs that will encourage greater use and greater facility in the reading and writing of Braille. So as plans develop, there will be opportunities for all of us collectively to do what we can in support of the work at our chapter and affiliate levels. And I look forward to working with all of you over the months ahead as we put together the details of this tremendous project.
Thank you, Fred, very much for that. At the Washington Seminar coming up, we are going to be dealing with a number of items that are of great importance to the blind of the nation. And I would urge all of you to get reservations in for the Washington Seminar. Now, the cutoff date has already occurred. And so I don't know whether we can get any more rooms, but if we can, Diane McGeorge will do her best to do that. And if you want a room and don't have one, you can call her at 303-778-1130, extension 219. The Washington Seminar is the time that we get together to get onto Capitol Hill to talk with the members of Congress about what it is that we as blind people in the United States need in order to get the opportunities that other people take for granted. And consequently, I want every state to be represented at the Washington Seminar. This time, we're going to be talking about the Library of Congress. The Library of Congress is working through a digital transformation. That is, there is a transition from the tape program to a digital book program. It has been an extensive effort by the Library of Congress, the Books for the Blind program, the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, to get this done, and we need money in order to go through the transition to the digital effort. We have had an appropriation request of $19 million that came out of the Books for the Blind program and was part of the Library of Congress's budget last year. That was cut first to $7.5 million. Then it went to $12.5 million, and we've got to get it up to $19 million. And I've had some indications from the Librarian of Congress, despite the reality that he promised me last spring that he would support full funding for this program, I've had some indications that he may think he ought to backpedal on this, so we've got to get to Washington to see that this money gets in. Please get to Washington. Now, as part of the Washington Seminar this time, we're going to have a celebration of the life of Betsy Zaborowski. She was the first of the directors of the Jernigan Institute. She did an extraordinary job, and we're going to have a memorial celebration of her life. It will be held on Sunday afternoon. This is January 27th. It'll be at 3:30 in the afternoon at the National Center for the Blind. It'll be in our members' hall. We expect many people to come. 500, maybe as many as that. If you are coming to the Washington Seminar and if you're going to be at the celebration for Dr. Zaborowski, I urge you to let us know here because we've got to get buses that will leave Washington, D.C. to get you over here in time. And the buses are leaving at 1:30 in the afternoon from Washington to bring you over. They will be heading back after the celebration. We will be having the Betsy Zaborowski Memorial Celebration, then we will be having dinner, and then we will be getting people back to Washington, D.C. So the buses will leave sometime in the 7:30 time frame. You can get back in time because we're going to be bringing everybody over who wants to come to this memorial celebration. We are not going to be having tours on Monday. We have a number of other things to do on Monday in the Washington Seminar. So we're not going to be having those tours on Monday. If you want to come to the National Center for the Blind to observe and be a part of the celebration for Betsy Zaborowski, please plan to be in Washington at the hotel by 1:30 so that you can be picked up and headed over to Baltimore for that memorial celebration. At the Washington Seminar on Monday afternoon, we will be having the Great Gathering in Meeting, and that will start at 5 o'clock, so don't be late. We got a number of things to cover at the Great Gathering in Meeting. The National Federation of the Blind received an earmark of $282,000 in the fiscal year 2008 Financial Services Appropriation Bill to develop a completely integrated library system for both librarians and patrons. Very frequently you can find a library system that patrons can use. Sometimes you can find one that librarians can use, both blind people. But you can't find one that both blind people and patrons who are librarians who are blind and blind people who are patrons can use. Consequently, we will be developing this system at the Jernigan Institute's Tenbrook Library over the next year. Once developed, the National Federation of the Blind will work to share this new technology with libraries around the country, or for that matter, around the world, to ensure that blind patrons of libraries are able to search the contents of the libraries independently and get at the materials that are there. This will increase opportunity for blind individuals to excel in library sciences, as well as increase the opportunity for blind patrons to get the materials and to use the materials that are in the library. I thought you might like to know about that. We will not be talking about that at the Washington Seminar, except incidentally, but we will be dealing with a number of legislative matters. Please get to the Washington Seminar. I have a few notes here about the Kenneth Jernigan Scholarship Fund. Alan Harris serves as the person to direct that fund. We are collecting money in the Kenneth Jernigan Fund, and that money is used to assist blind people with scholarships to come to convention. These scholarships are primarily for people who are coming for the first time. They are also for people who are participants in the National Federation of the Blind. Some people don't participate in the organization and then think they'd like to have a scholarship to come to the convention. You should know a few things about the Kenneth Jernigan Fund, and that is this. If you are seeking a scholarship to come to the convention, the expectation is that you will participate in the convention fully, that you will be at the banquet, that you will be at the sessions of the convention throughout the week, that you will be a participant in the convention, not that you will simply come to the convention, show up to collect your money, and then go somewhere else. Some people have thought that they could do that. You need to get a letter of recommendation from your state president. Without a letter of recommendation from your state president, your scholarship application is not complete. You will need, therefore, to plan to participate fully. You will need to be there throughout, and you will need to be aware that the money that you get to participate in the convention comes to you at the time that you are at the convention and not before. And some people have said, well, how do I get to the convention unless I get the money ahead of time? Well, you don't get it till you get to the convention. Consequently, if you need to find a way to get some money in advance, then you can talk to your state president, perhaps, or your local chapter president, but the money doesn't come to you until you show up. If you want to apply for a Kenneth Jernigan Scholarship, you can get a hold of Alan Harris. His telephone number is 515-274-2256. His email address is Alan, A-L-L-E-N dot H-A-R-R-I-S at dwx.com. I look forward to seeing you at the convention. It's always wonderful to meet the new time people who are attending for the first time at the convention. I want you to know that since we got together last time, I've been to Oregon to visit with our Oregon Affiliates Board of Directors. We had a board retreat out there. It was a very successful one. We're planning many activities in Oregon to increase opportunities for the blind. I also stopped on my way back in Denver to talk with Jim Gashel. Jim Gashel is doing well. He will, of course, be at the Betsy Zaborowski Memorial Celebration. He will give his attention and his interest to the Washington Seminar, as he's done for all these years. We will be having some Washington Seminar items that come up that you should know about. In our Washington Seminar on that Monday, which is the Great Gathering In Day, so please be there. I also took a moment while I was in Denver to go skiing. I was prevented from getting to the ski slope for many hours because there was an avalanche in the way. I've never been prevented from doing anything because of an avalanche before. It was an unusual experience. I did enjoy skiing. I've never been on skis before. It did seem to me like fun. I have an announcement here from our education group which says, groundbreaking program for elementary students from NFB Jernigan Institute. The Jernigan Institute is pleased to announce the latest groundbreaking program for elementary students from NFB Jernigan Institute. The Jernigan Institute is pleased to announce the latest addition to its Science Academy, the 2008 NFB Junior Science Academy. This program is the first NFB Science Academy for elementary students and their parents. It will be held July 23 through 27, 2008, in Baltimore, Maryland, at the National Center for the Blind. The program will accept 30 students in grades 3 through 6 or ages 8 through 12 and one parent or guardian to participate with each of the students. Modeled after the NFB's previous successful science academies for teens, this four-day session will expose blind and low-vision children to the excitement of science in real-life applications. The hands-on instruction, field trips, and interactive activities will teach students about different aspects of the environment. It will encourage students to work together to create the world around them. In addition to sparking interest in science, technology, engineering, and math, that is the STEM curriculum, the program aims to teach students how alternative techniques can help make science, technology, engineering, and math subjects accessible and more engaging. Workshops for parents of blind children will take place in conjunction with the children's activities for those individuals accompanying children. Interested in helping out with this event? The Education Department is also looking for individuals over 18 years of age who are interested in serving as mentors to help facilitate the children's activities. Families interested in participating in these programs or individuals who would like to serve as mentors can learn more about the program and submit applications online at www.blindscience.org. Applications are due by March 31st, 2008. For more information, contact Mary Jo Thorpe, Education Program Specialist at the Jernigan Institute at 410-659-9314, extension 2407, or at mthorpe@nfb.org. That's M-T-H-O-R-P-E at nfb.org. I should tell you that there are some changes being made in the Humanware company. I didn't get all of this recording made on the Friday, so some of it has to be made today. This is Monday, and I am therefore delaying the release of this presidential release, as you observe, until today. Humanware is changing because the company has become an international company with more than one location, one in New Zealand and one in Canada. I said to the chief executive of Humanware, who was a New Zealander, that I wanted to be sure that the commitment to Braille technology was firm in Humanware. Well, that chief executive has changed, and now Gilles Pépin of Canada has come to be the executive of Humanware a couple of months ago. He says that there will be a consolidation of the company so that there will be fewer locations where it will be doing the building and development of technology, but that the Humanware company is thoroughly committed to Braille technology and that the Braille technology will be built in Canada, that there will be, over the next few months, a very serious commitment to ensuring that Braille technology continues to be built, but that the development and the building of technology will primarily be done in Canada itself. I look forward to working with Humanware. Humanware has been a title sponsor of our convention for some years. It continues to be. Our relationship with Humanware is good, and the commitment to building technology that blind people need is of thorough, absolute, 100% full backing by the Humanware company, and I'm pleased to be able to tell you of the plan to consolidate the company and to put more effort into building technology that blind people need. This brings me to the end of the presidential release, and I have some offerings here. Lauren Merrifield, who lives in Washington State, says that Mark Twain told her that a man who picks up a cat by its tail gets 100 times as much information as one who has never done it. Then, what did the warm woolen hat say to the fuzzy scarf? You hang around while I go on ahead. Or, why is the slippery ice like music? If you don't see sharp, then you'll be flat. Or, what's an ig? A snow house without a loo.
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.